Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Harav Shaul Aryeh. And we are in Sefer Hoshea. We are in Perek Zion, where, of course, Hoshea will continue to discuss what's causing all the destruction of the Jewish people. And we understand that Am Yisrael's Averos are going to hold them back from their Geula. And so begins Hoshea. Kirafili Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim v'ro shomron kifalu shaker. Whenever I look to save Am Yisrael, to make them well, Ephraim's sin and Shomron's wickedness, they reveal themselves. And it was during the days of Yeravam ben Yoash, the borders were expanded from Levo Chamas to the Dead Sea. And God wanted to redeem Am Yisrael, but the process of Gula came to an end when the Jewish people began doing Averos in public that they used to do in private, says the Malbim, right? And they acted treacherously in that situation. Meganav Yavo Pashat Gedut Bachutz. And they acted in this way. They stole at night bands of robbers raiding out in the open from each other's homes. And also out in the open in the broad daylight, says Ibn Ezra. The Malbim adds, initially people stole from each other's homes in the middle of the night. But after Yeravam ben Yoash did what he did, bands of robbers just did whatever they wanted in the middle of the day. Sounds a little bit familiar, that how crazy the world is getting. About Yomru Lelavavam Korah Sam Zacharti, unless they think that I would remember all their, they didn't think I'd remember all their wickedness, but now their evil deeds surround them. They're right in front of me. Atas Vavum Alaleim Neged Panayayu. Now their wickedness is all around me. By worshipping Avodah Zarah, the people made Yeravam ben Nevat very happy, and by being untruthful to Hashem, they pleased his ministers. But the truth is, Birasam Yismechu Melchach Hashem, Sarim Kulam Menafim Kamotanur Boeira Me'ofa. Right? They're all involved in adultery. Their passions like an oven fired by a baker. It only goes out from what? Yishbos Me'ir Milush Batzek Ad Chum Taso. They only give up from the kneading of the dough until it leavens, right? In other words, they keep getting involved. Yom Malkinu Echelu Sarim Chamas Miyayin Mashach Yado Es Lotzitzim. On the day of our king's coronation, the ministers drank themselves sick, right? The ministers made the king sick, according to Ibn Ezra. Or on the day of the king's assassination, he made his ministers drunk with wine to get them to stop interfering. Where the Malbim adds that this reveals the main reason why the Aseres HaShvatim were kicked out of the land is because they were disloyal to each other. Ki kirbu katanu libam ke be'arbam. You have to understand they readied their hearts for conspiracy the way the kol alayla yashim ufeim boker uboer keish la'aba. They were like an oven. The one who bakes in them sleeps the entire nights, but in the morning it burns like a blazing fire. What does that mean? So, just like a baker waits overnight for the oven to get hot enough to bake, those who made plans at night waited in the morning to execute them, says Rashi. And what happened as a result? Kulam yechamu katanur v'achlu eshofteim kol malcheim naflu in korei bohem elai. He says they were all hot like an oven. They devoured their judges. Am Yisrael killed members of the Sanhedrin just for speaking out against them, says Rashi. And as a result of their evil deeds, they curtailed the judge's authority, says the Radak. And none called out to me, right? They didn't want to be involved. And so, of course, assimilation then therefore becomes a major crisis. Ephraim bo'amim hu yisbolo. So what's going to happen is Ephraim became assimilated among the nations. Ephraim is always a symbol of the 10 tribes. Ephraim, what is it like? Chaya uga b'li hafucha. It's like a cake baked without being turned over. What does that mean? If a cake baked on coals isn't turned over, the bottom burns and the top stays unbaked. And that's a nice metaphor for a decision that's not clearly thought out. You have to consider all sides of the issue before deciding how to go. The Aseres HaShvatim decided to worship Avodah Zarah. They didn't take into account the consequences. Achlu Zarim Kocho v'hu lo yada. He doesn't realize that the strangers consumed his strength, and he just didn't even bother taking notice. He didn't realize that what's happening is happening because of his Averos. Maybe that's what happened with Yoachas, who was left powerless by Hazael of Syria. But yet, Yeravam didn't want to give up his father's ways. They were told, but they didn't return to Hashem, and they didn't even seek him out, right? And in all of this, Ephraim Kiona Posa in Leib Mitzrayim Karo Ashur Halachu. The Ephraim was like a gullible dove; it had no understanding. They went to Egypt, they went to Assyria, wherever they go, I spread my net over them and I bring them down like a bird in the sky. And, you know, in other words, I wanted them just to wake up and to understand what was happening, and they didn't. They should not have sent a goodwill gift asking the Egyptians to go help them when they were under the Assyrians. Because you know what happened when Hoshea ben Ela was busted sending messengers to Egypt, they incarcerated him and they exiled the Jews. You know, you have to sometimes think, where are you best off? Kasha yelchu efros aleihem rishti ka'of ha-shamayim oridem ayasrem kishomei ala adasam. Wherever they go, I'm going to spread my net over them, right? I'm going to bring them down like a bird of the sky. Right, just as without the help of a net, a human being wouldn't be able to trap a bird. Without the Shechina, Am Yisrael's enemies wouldn't be able to defeat her. But I did tell them, Yasrim kishamei al adasam. I warned the congregation that I would do what Yirmiyahu's nevuah is that in the desert. I wanted them to pay attention, and they didn't. Oid lahem ki nada du mi meni showed lahem ki pashu bi. V'anuchi efteim behema dibru alai k'zavim. Woe unto them, for they went away from me. They're destroyed because they sinned against me. Should I redeem them after they spoke lies about me? And the Gemara says, Navo dezara, that what does it mean? Rabbah asks, what does it mean? V'anuchi efteim behema dibru alai Kazavim, what does that mean? So the answer is that Hashem was saying, I intend to redeem the nefashos, the souls of the Jewish people, by giving them suffering. I can cause them to lose all their wealth, and their pain could have atoned for their sins, and given them a chelak in ma'olam habab. But they didn't understand my intentions, and they instead said, I must be cruel. They stored, it wasn't from their hearts that they called out to me when they cried in their beds. They stored up grain and wine, and they rebelled against me. During the famine, they'll be turned away from me. They'll walk from place to place looking for the basics, and the basics come from me. But I braced them, I gave them the opportunity, and instead they assumed that neither good or bad comes from me, says the Radak. Yashuvu lo al hayu kakeshes remiya yiplo becherev sareim izam lishon lishonam zo lagam beeretz Mitzrayim. The truth is they returned, but not to the one, but not to Hashem. They were like a deceptive bow. The ministers fell by the sword because of their impertinent speech, and that was the way that they got made fun of. If you have a bow that shoots arrows in the opposite direction that I want to shoot them, right? It comes back onto you, and that's certainly. What happened to the Jewish people? If you don't shoot in the right direction and head towards the right direction, things sometimes come out onto you. And this is Perek Zayin of Hoshea. And of course, Hashem is going to continue through his Navi Hoshea to rebuke the people, to get them to see the errors of their ways. And hopefully we will get that message, and we will be able to be zocha to great things. Everybody have a wonderful, terrific day.